So I'm joined by Marie Wright, the director of Oxdox International Film Festival. Marie, so yes, you have 13 films in this festival this year. I was just wondering how you go about picking the films and finding the films.
Well, there's lots of various ways of doing it. I get sent some, obviously, quite a lot. But also I go to buyers markets and fairs where I get the newest films out. And also we get sent them by the distributors. There's lots of different channels and ways of picking up these films.
So how many films do you have to watch on average then to...
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Literally hundreds, yeah. When we used to have a festival all in one go. So we had one a year. Now we're dividing into seasons. So this is our autumn season, which is why we have less films than normal, because we're now concentrating on doing it three or four times a year. So that we get it's much easier now, because the way the film industry is working, it's changed from when we first started the festival, which is now about 12 years ago. Everything now is coming out all the time. There's not set times of the year when things come out. And they also, it's much easier for the general public, who we have the festival geared towards, as opposed to industry, to come and see films three times a week rather than 20 films a day.
Yeah, definitely. And this year you've got the Home Strand as part of the festival in association with ESRC and Compass. If you can tell us a bit about that.
Well, the Home Strand is really about home, the whole theme of home. You know, what's home to us is home, maybe Oxford, but home when you've come from all over the world, how they see home here and what they miss from home where they've come from. So it's a film sort of looking at home from very different aspects.
And what's the collaboration with these two charities then?
Well, the collaboration with Migration Studies is because they have obviously an in-depth knowledge of migration studies, obviously, and you know, migrants coming over and all of this. So working with them, they were able to bring their aspect of what they're studying to the films we're showing. So they were actually helpful in choosing the kind of films that they thought best exposed the home theme. And also the panellists afterwards will be discussing the theme of home in migration context.
Great, and a couple of the highlights are sure to be the Stuart Hall project, which was a big success at this year's Sundance in Utah, and Julian Temple's London Modern Babylon.
Yes,
if you could tell us a bit about those two.
Well, both these, the London Modern Babylon is a fascinating film. It's also he's had two cuts of this. One is a TV cut, which I think is BBC 4 cut, but this is the full film version. And Julian was going to come but couldn't make it, so we have various other people on the panel talking about London, and you know, going into depth about the things he covers in the film. The film's got some fantastic archive footage of London, the very first images of London that have been captured on film, so it's very interesting from a historical point of view as well.
I'm sure the music's great in it as well, from his history of music documentary making.
Absolutely, yeah. Great film, the soundtrack.
Winter Nomads looks like it's going to be a highlight for me, I think.
Yeah.
It just looks such a charming film about Swiss shepherds and their 800...
It is. And it's about how urban space is spreading and spreading, even into the mountains of Switzerland. So where they used to be able to take their flock over years ago, they can't do it because its towns have expanded so much they can't get past. And in fact, the eco theme is running through quite a lot of our films. The Hum of Holland, which is about the soundscape of Holland, brings in how it has a really terrible effect, the noise of cities, on wildlife. You know, birds can't hear each other, so they can't reproduce. And so species are dying out because of din, basically.
And there's definitely, over the last few years, I think, been an increased popularity and availability of documentaries. I mean, this year we've had films like Blackfish, The Act of Killing, The Gatekeepers, all had large cinematic releases. I wonder what your ideas are and why that's been the increased popularity.
Yeah, well, I think documentary has always been a niche market, and still is. Michael Moore, you know, exploded out with all his films, and he actually started the whole thing of big-time documentaries on the big screen through the big film distributors. But it is growing as a genre. As film is more accessible to everybody, you know, however you want to watch it, download it on your phone, whatever you're going to do, there's a great variety of film types out there. And documentary is having its day, being able to be accessed by people, even if the main Hollywood people don't take it up. So we've got other avenues now, which is quite interesting.
I thought one of the really interesting things about Leviathan that will be opening the festival about commercial fishing, it was shot on a whole fleet of GoPro cameras.
Yeah.
That must really reduce the budget and make things a lot more easy for filmmakers to be able to create the things that they want to do.
It does.
Digital rather than celluloid.
Yeah, you're right, it does. And it's a fantastic effect, because this film was made by the visual anthropology director. He's very well known. He's based in Harvard. And they specialise in doing these films that have an immediate an immediacy about them, as opposed to very carefully edited, you know, focused films. This is focused, obviously, but it's a very interesting one. It's almost hallucinogenic when you see it. It's incredible. So, going back to your point about the accessibility of, you know, digital filmmaking to everybody, yes, up to a point. But you still need the film skills to edit, to know what the subject matter is. And you can see, if you put two films side by side by someone who has never done a film before and someone who has, you'll see the difference.
And there's going to be Q&As after every film.
Yes.
Can you tell us about some of the people we can expect to be on these panels?
Well, we have the directors themselves coming in some of the films. Sometimes they can't make it because they're in other festivals or making films. We've also got experts on the subject. So we've got some very interesting speakers from the university coming, especially the Stuart Hall project, because, as you know, Stuart Hall was at Merton. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have people talking about him and the huge impact he's had. So that's one instance. And many of the other films have got a lot of the people from Oxford. We have everyone who knows anything in Oxford, as we all know. So it's great for a documentary festival.
Brilliant. And there's a new sort of documentary that's emerging at the moment. I just wondered what you thought about the films like One Direction, This Is Us, Justin Bieber, Never Say Never. And mm-hmm. would you consider them documentaries?
Or? Yes, up to a point. I think that, you know, The One Direction one, you know, he also did, I forgot the name of the film, you know, Super Size Me and all these ones. And he has his certain agenda with his films, which is always, you know, interesting. Yes, they're a type of documentary. There are many types and many tastes. So what can I say, you know? Just use your judgment in which ones you think are the good ones.
Great. And the future of the festival, what can we see in the future?
Well, the future, as I started at the very beginning of the interview, is to say that we're not going to do it all in one bang, like one week with hundreds of films in it. We're going to be doing three or four seasons, with, you know, 14 films maybe in each season, which are new films just come out. Because the problem with having a festival once a year is that you miss some films, they've already been out for a year, and other ones are not ready. So having different slices of the cake throughout the year gives us more of a chance to pick up the films as and when they come out.
Great, so it's going to be the 12th of October to the 7th of November, mm-hmm. and all at the UPP on the Gallery Road.
That's it.
Brilliant,
That's
thank it. You very much for joining us, Mary.
Pleasure, thank you.